Hello and welcome to episode 90 of Whip Snap. Oh my god, 90. I got a little bono in my throat when I said that. I know I have a speech impediment, so maybe I have to say bono with an accent. I got a little bono in my fucking throat, eh? Matey, under the sea. Ching. I didn't say that whole accent, so it's not even, it doesn't even count as a thing. I can't get canceled if I didn't even finish the thing. You know how, like, someone could say the N-word, but then they don't? That's me, in a nutshell. Except I don't say the N-word. I'm only talking about the, you know, I'm only talking about 12-year-old me when I didn't know any better, okay? I can forgive myself, okay? You can't get canceled when you're 12. At least that's what, can you tell me who said that, please? Someone had to say that. This is episode 90. I'm recording this immediately after I had some NyQuil. And let me tell you, NyQuil, I don't know if anybody has said this yet or not, but NyQuil is not good. NyQuil, how about Yucksville? Population 1. Wait, that doesn't make any sense. Why am I calling myself Yucky, Gregory? Why would you do that? I'm on a good streak. You know, I've been teaching myself self-love, a lot, listening to a lot of affirmations. Therapy was helping. Why am I doing this to myself? I don't dislike me. I was about to say I don't like me, but I do like me. I like a little bit of me. You gotta love a little bit of you. But NyQuil's not good. NyQuil's disgusting. I've missed talking to myself. Is that a weird thing to say? Is that like a creepy thing? Is that like... I feel like the only people that say I miss talking to myself belong in an Alfred Hitchcock movie. You fucking psycho, okay? Put yourself in a morgue because you need to be dead, right? I was going to say put yourself in a psych ward, but I didn't say psych. Or did I? Psych, I didn't. You guys seen that show Psych? By the way, oh my gosh. Okay, if I need to hook you on a TV show today. It's not Psych. No, but start watching Psych. Psych is a genius show. They have like 3 movies. They have like 8 seasons, maybe 7 or 8 seasons, which I feel like are not that bad. Once you get to the teens, like the fucking what? Supernatural has like 25 seasons. Stop it. Stop it. I tried to watch the first couple seasons of Supernatural. Actually, my ex showed me the first season, and it was fine, okay? But then my ex told me later on, like, I don't know what season, but, like, the main characters die, and then they go to hell, and they come back to life. I'm like, how the fuck can you pass that? The characters are dead. What other ideas do you have after they go to hell? Do they shop at an IKEA? Huh? Do they build a table? Are we now making funny episodes? Is this the episode where Damien, I'm assuming one of them is named Damien. There has to be a Damien. Damien. Oh, there's a Jake in a Supernatural. What is the fucking their name? I don't fucking know. And I don't need to know, so we're going to go with Damien. The one of the main characters, Damien. Nick. What the? Jess. Jeff. Jess. Jim. One of these names have to be the other. Mikey? Tony? We're just doing that scene in Ted 2 or Ted 1 where Mark Wahlberg is like listing these fucking names that Ted is being dating. Oh no, this is a weird episode. We're all over the place. Casey? Chris? Casey? Sam! Fucking Sam! Does fucking Sam, you know, build a toaster? That's not a good one. Does Sam go skiing? Is this the part where Sam saves his brother and then they celebrate by both looking down, looking, you know, going to the ice cream truck or something? I know they're not 12, but if they were, the seasons will be much longer than their age. Fucking 29 seasons? They already died. Is this the part where they just pick some grass for a little bit? And they're like, have you ever thought about death? And then the other brother, I don't know what his fucking name is. I feel like I did say the name. I didn't, though. The point is, Supernatural is superficial. Okay? It's fine. It's... I don't... Okay. But if I need to get you hooked up on a show about, and I'm not talking about shows I've already recommended. I've recommended a lot of shows in the past. If you're interested, go, you know, scan through what I say in the some episodes. I honestly don't remember. Start watching Psych. Start watching It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia. Maybe I did recommend that show before. Start watching, that's another one. I mean, Simpsons. Just start watching The Simpsons. Yesterday, I really did nothing. This is the only thing I did. I built 1/4 of a puzzle, which that's all I'm ever going to do. I don't think I'm ever going to touch that puzzle again in my life. The puzzle was separated by 4 Nickelodeon shows. Hold on. No. 5? I don't know how many, actually. But there's a part of the puzzle where it's SpongeBob and Patrick. It's Gary from SpongeBob. It's Sandy from SpongeBob. It's 2 other characters. I don't know. It's separated. It's easily separated into, like, 6 different faces. Okay? I built the SpongeBob and Patrick one, and now I'm done. Do you understand that? I'm giving up on puzzles, okay? And here's the other funny thing. It's only fucking 300 pieces. I've seen homeless people build 1,000 pieces of a puzzle. I've seen a couple who were together for maybe 2 minutes, and they built a puzzle. They broke up in between making the puzzle, and then they still finish the puzzle under, like, distress and depression and grief that they're feeling. They were still like, hey, I think this piece goes next to the other piece. Hey, first we gotta, you know, do the sides, doing the sides, filling in the sides is step one, and then if we just connect those pieces to those sides, they will all, like, as a team. You know what happens when I break up with someone? Fucking die. I'm like Sam from Supernatural. And now I'm here. But you know what I'm not doing? Building the other thirds of the puzzle. It's sad to give up that quickly. But also, you gotta, you know, you're trying something, and then you're figuring it out, and then you're like, actually, let's do something else. And I did something else. And you know what I did all day? I went back and forth watching the new season of Always Sunny in Philadelphia. Which was only 6 episodes. I only had to watch 3 because I was caught up before that. 4 episodes, I lied. And then I finished binging a new Walking Dead spinoff show called Dead City. This is what I did. This is everything that I did yesterday. Didn't do much. I watched 2 shows, made a puzzle, made some food, and then I took some NyQuil. Disgusting ass. Fucking dick ass NyQuil. Okay? And that's what I mean when I say NyQuil. It tastes like a dick and an ass, and on top of that, a disgusting ass. So not just an ass. Okay? And some could argue asses taste as fines. There's a lot of plurals. I did not need to pluralize. You don't know. I sound like my grandma. There was too many S's. I didn't need it. And some people, speaking of S's, let's go back to the word ass. Asses is. Asses? What if there's multiple asses? Is that just more asses or is it more asses? Look, I've had a long day. Yesterday, I think maybe 2 things came out of my mouth because I was just silent at this. There's a new job. And I'm still adapting to just, like, meeting new people. It's tough, okay? Social anxiety is tough. That's why I don't go out much, okay? That's why I die. That's why I act like Sam from Supernatural. And that's why I just listen to shows. I just got to meet new people. But I'm at this job. The same place that was the summer camp job. But now it's called Outdoor Education. And for this entire time that we're here, we're going to be meeting, you know, new people, okay? And new people for the job. And there's about 5 or 6 of us that share a house together, which is like 5 minutes outside of the job, okay? And I'm having 3 weeks off, which means I get to bang out some episodes. I'm so excited to bang out some podcast episodes. But speaking of not banging, I'm still adapting to just like meeting new people. It's very tough to be a human sometimes. I'm not going to lie. You fucking be a human. You know, you ever just like, do you, is it... Hold on, take 2. Is it just me, or do you almost overthink almost everything you say and do when you're meeting new people? When you're comfortable with people, sometimes you're like, I still don't know if I should have said that. Sometimes you're comfortable, sometimes you don't think at all. When I'm making new friends and I say something stupid and then they react one way, I'm like, ah, fuck, now we're not going to be friends anymore. Not only that, but I have to, this is meeting new people. We have to live with them for a while. I don't know how to just fucking be. You know what I mean? And this is more, this is part of, I'm just letting my podcast know because this is part of my therapy. I don't know how to just, can you just be sometimes? How do you just be? Does anybody ever just live life? Do you guys live a life thinking about like, hey, today's going to be a good day? Or are you just like, if I say one fucking thing that is wrong, that is kind of off, I'm going to fucking ruin my life for the rest of my life. You know? Do you ever try to meet somebody? It's not only meet one person, but meet like 5 different people, 6 different people who've already known each other for quite some time, a couple more weeks. And then you fucking join in like you're the new student in science class and the teacher, Mrs. Hagel. I'm saying Mrs. Hagel because she's probably built like a dump truck. And I don't mean the sexy kind, sexy kind of dump truck. You know how like you see it goes butt? Well, at least the womenizers see it goes butt. You know, at least the stereotypes they write in movies sometimes. Or at least one of my brothers. I'm not saying which one, but you look at a dump truck or some of my cousins. I'm not saying which one. Jeff. And they all look at a woman's butt and they're like, damn, look at that dump truck. The science teacher's whole body is a fucking dump truck. Like her face. You're either a womanizer or you're a piece of shit. You're either talking heavy about someone's butt or you're calling a science teacher's face ugly from a dump truck. You're one or the other, Greg. All right. But you fucking show up to just fat fucks Mrs. Hagel's. And you know what's funny about saying calling her a fat fuck? She doesn't exist. She's Mrs. Hagel. There's no real Hagel out there. You can't Google a Hagel family. H-A-G-E-L. And I bet that's how you miss. I don't even think that's how you say Hagel. But that's the way I'm saying it. And that's the way I'm spelling it. I think there's maybe one of those in Harry Potter. 2 of those in your Google search. And 2 more of those in your imagination. There's only fucking one in my imagination. Hagel. This fat, ugly, dump truck, bitch looking, death, Sam callback, piece of shit Hagel. Introduces young Gregory in science class. And she's just like, hi, class. We're going to stop learning for a second and introduce our new student. Gregory, do you want to say hi to the class? And Gregory, fucking 12-year-old, kind of attractive. Well, kind of. I don't know why, but when I was 12, everybody wanted to fuck me. Just ask my uncle, Jeff. Just kidding. He's my cousin. I can have a cousin and an uncle named Jeff. But fucking 12-year-old Gregory, we're getting sidetracked. Fucking 12-year-old Gregory is meeting these new people, and they've only known each other. And Mrs. fucking fat fuck ugly butt duck fucker clint dicker cunt licker pacemaker spaghetti maker mom spaghetti Eminem rapper expired candy looking ass Hagel says, Gregory, do you want to say a fun fact about yourself? And Gregory decides to go, I do stand-up comedy. And now Gregory has given a unrealistic expectation and a hypothetical of how other people are perceiving him. Now Gregory is overthinking everything, being like, fuck, I said, Gregory, my friend Gregory. It's a different Gregory. You don't know anything about him. You know nothing about him other than that he's 12. But no, I'm asking for a friend, and this friend is Gregory. But Gregory has now hypothetically created thoughts for strangers that he does not know. He is just thinking, oh, Gregory said he's a stand-up comedian. I bet he's now funny. I bet he's funny. Cocky, cocky, cocky. And now Gregory thinks that thought and overcompensates it with, well, I don't want to... Gregory, not me. Not me. I'm just letting you know, this Gregory is not me. I'm not this Gregory. I'm a different Gregory. Maybe there was one other Gregory in my high school. He was blonde and he also had Duane syndrome, which is the thing where one eye can't look the other way. He also was a Gregory. Can I be that Gregory? Because I'm a like a totally different Gregory. I'm a Greg. That's what the friends call me. But young 12-year-old Gregory has now... Where am I going with this? He's breaking. Am I a pilot not knowing how to take flight? Because we're fucking going down. Well, that doesn't make sense. If we took flight... God damn it, Gregory. These are the jokes that 12-year-old Gregory doesn't want to say in front of his... In front of the new students. You know, by the way, the new students is a metaphor, right? We already talked about it. Gregory has social anxiety. He's in a new house with meeting new people. Metaphorically, like a student in science class meeting new students that already know each other. But Gregory has now this thought of like, oh, this is what Gregory's thoughts are. I'm just clarifying you. We've already established I'm a different Gregory. Okay? I'm one that knows how to ride a motorcycle and didn't ever go through his recent breakup because that shit fucking... Fuck, man. The fuck was that, Gregory? What are we doing? We got better. We got better. And we're still better. But it's a progress and fuck, it's the longest roller coaster you've ever rode in. Rode? And guess what? Guess what, Gregory? And you figure out which Gregory you're talking. Gregory's talking to. What? Guess what, Gregory? This fucking roller coaster that's been taking a while for you to get off, you didn't even want to buy a ticket. The ticket actually came up to you, and was like, "I'm obsessed with you," and you're such a fucking idiot that the ticket is like, "Oh, even though you're a ticket, and I don't even want to go." I didn't even want to show up, but because the ticket looked at me, you're like, maybe I got a shot with this ticket. And you know what you can get from the ticket? You can get some good stuff. You know, you can get a trip to Scotland. Oh, this is getting too specific. Oh, this is getting too specific. Oh, this is funny. Fuck, dude. I'm funny. And it's scary to tell people you're a stand-up comedian. This is the truth now. For a brief moment, and then we'll go back to... wanting to die. We could go back to, you know, grammatically incorrect sentences about death, about callbacks I was trying to do. I hope Sam heard that. Fuck, I hate when I don't know how to talk. I'm not gonna lie. So yeah, I'm done with the metaphor of 12-year-old Gregory. Ah, but it was going so funny. It was going so well. But 12-year-old Gregory now meeting these new students that already know each other. 12-year-old Gregory is now thinking like, because you overthink, and because I already said I'm a stand-up comedian, I'm 12. You now think that these students think that you're funny. And now you don't want to try to be funny, because if you come across as not funny, even though you're trying to be funny, everyone's going to think, oh, you're not funny. How could you be a comedian if you're not funny? You see this hypothetical back and forth that Gregory has to deal with? You see this overthinking? You see why I needed therapy? On top of that, I was on a roller coaster I didn't even want to go on. On top of that, I went to an amusement park that someone forced me to go into. Actually, that was my choice. I'm sorry. That was my choice. You know, the fucking amusement park is a metaphor for camp, and I enjoyed it, and guess what? That roller coaster crashed, but they're getting rebuilt, okay? It's gonna be new and updated, and once the roller coaster is done, Gregory still doesn't want to go on it, but hey, we live and we learn. Isn't that what Hitler said? Did Hitler say that? Or is it somebody else? Cool. Okay, we love jokes. We love them. They're the funniest of things. All right, Chippendales and Chipettes, here's the thing. I don't remember what I was talking about a second ago, and this is what that episode is going to be, okay? It's going to be all over the place like I am all day, every day, 24-7, minus one. So I'm 23-6. all right, minus two. It's going to be all over the place. What do we talk about? I saw the Barbie movie. Here's the thing. So my previous episode, and I'm not going to spoil the movie, but the previous episode I did with Jason, a friend of mine, we briefly talked about Barbie, and then he talked about Oppenheimer. He kind of spoiled it a little bit, but I don't want to get into that piece of shit. But I'm just going to talk about the Barbie movie. There's a bee in here. I'm just going to leave the bee in here, I guess. I'm going to talk about the Barbie movie. Hold on. Can't leave... Let's leave this bee out. Go, bee. Fly away. Fly on my father's wings. Places I have ever been. $100 if anybody guesses that movie incorrectly. Minus $100. Plus two. 23. 25.8. The Barbie movie. I cried. Am I now a pick-me guy? Am I a pick-me guy if I cried about a woman thing? I went to Hawaii with some friends of mine, and we went to the Pearl Harbor Museum. Pearl Harbor? Can't say that. I can't say it once. You say it two times slow. The Pearl Harbor Museum, and I didn't know. Guys, I just figured that out. Not cool. That was not a cool thing that just everything that happened, just what happened, you know, it was China or Japan. It was one of those. It was like Asia. It was one of those. It was like maybe China did it. And then maybe Japan was involved. Maybe it was Korean barbecue. Maybe it was like Asian food. It might have been just like Asian food. And the Americans, so many people, like, was gone. They died. So many people, and they're not coming back. We watched a video. Me and my friends watched that. So at the museum, there was a mini theater. It's basically a documentary about, like, what actually happened. And there's actual footage from what actually happened. So there's, like, actual footage of what happened during the Pearl Harbor thing. We all fell asleep. I know it was sad and it was cool and like people died, but they're not coming back. I'm sorry. They're not. If they are coming back, then where's my uncle from 08? Huh? Where's John? Where's John? That sounds like a, melodrama romance from the, early 90s. It's like, Stella, but that wasn't early 90s. That was A Streetcar Named Desire, and that was, fuck, what's his name? The guy who played, not James Dean. No, not James Dean, fuck. The guy that played The Godfather. Fuck it, I don't know. He was a piece of work, you know? But where's John? Where is he? We all fell asleep watching the movie, and it was so funny, too, because... As we were going in, so we went to the movie, like, when there was 10 minutes left. It was a free thing, part of the museum, doesn't matter. I accidentally stepped on someone's toe, and she overreacted like her ancestors died in Pearl Harbor or something. I don't know what she had against me. First off, it was an accident. Second off, I didn't drop any fucking bombs on her, I'll tell you that much. And third off, excuse me. I stepped on her toe on accident. The lights were off. I was trying to get to my seat, okay? I go, I'm so sorry. And she held her toe. Like, it was so dramatic, this woman. I go, oh, I stepped on her toe. Bam, step. Oh, sorry. She goes, oh, oh, oh. And I didn't even establish what kind of ethnicity this person is. So you can decide, okay? The way that I'm making her voice out to be, it could be something. But you're deciding. If you decide something racist, now who's the racist? But she goes like this, oh, oh, and I go, I'm so sorry. And I looked over at her maybe, I was in my seat, looked over at her maybe 4 minutes later, and she was still touching her toe. Oh, oh. By the way, again, haven't established a race of this woman. She could have easily been white. Oh. She was grabbing her toe for so long. And then she just left, okay? And then she eyeballed me on the way there. I mean, when she left, that wasn't true. But anyways, the Pearl Harbor Museum, if I'm going to be honest, it was okay. It was okay. The only reason I wanted to go is that I can make jokes about just everything. What I find so interesting about museums, about like tragedies, like the Holocaust Museum, the Alcatraz Museum, is there a museum in there? The 9/11 Museum, the Pearl Harbor Museum, everything already happened. Okay? It can't come back. Okay? So instead of just like being afraid of sadness when you're walking to a museum and you're like, this many people died, they tortured this people. Yes, obviously it's sad as fuck, but it wasn't your fault. You don't have to blame. You can't go in a museum being like, fuck, I had no idea it was this sad. Yes, you did. You just, before you went to the museum, it was just, you know, all of this knowledge of all of the wars and all of the tragedy and how sad it was. It was just in the back of your brain. You never even thought about it. And now that it's in front of you, it doesn't make any difference. The only difference is now the sadness is in front of you. And you know how to cure that sadness? With happiness. You know how to make happiness come about? Talk about it. Okay, we're never gonna forget 9/11, so let's talk about it, okay? Let's fucking make jokes about it. They're like, you know, it's funny. It's what can I say? Tragedy is funny. All right, so the Barbie movie. I cried. I laughed a lot. It was very funny. I didn't know I was gonna like it as much as I did. I knew there was gonna be an all-star cast, amazing cast, and it was a little artsy. There was one or two scenes where, like, the dialogue was like, okay, that's only doing that. You're only saying these lines because the stories need to progress. It was very quick. It just, they should have stretched it out a couple of scenes. Will Ferrell, low-key, I didn't believe him. He wasn't that funny in that movie. I'm sorry. Will Ferrell was not that funny. The one who stole the movie, well, Ryan Gosling, best performance of any movie I've seen him in. I'm not saying it's my favorite movie of his. My favorite movie of his is The Nice Guys. But his best performance, that movie for sure. Out of every movie I've ever seen him, he was very good in that. He was different. He was just different. He was like a different Gregory or something. Margot Robbie's good always. Kate McKinnon is always the weird person. And sometimes it seems like she's trying too hard to be the weird person. She seems like, and Kate McKinnon in that movie seems like, what's his name? Timothy Chalamet in fucking Wonka. Okay? Oh, God, that fucking movie. I'm going to see it. You know I'm going to have to see it. But fuck, I don't want to. So Barbie was good. I'm trying to think of what else I can do. Very colorful. I wish I saw that movie extremely high on shrooms or something because there's so much colors in the movie. The first act, flawless. I fucking loved it. We're like, oh, we get to see this universe. It was stretched out. The exposition was perfect. The last act, it felt like it could have ended maybe like 3 or 4 times. The middle, the middle was actually very good. Yeah, I like the jokes. It was awesome. It was a good movie. I would say 10 out of 10 for sure. What else did I see? I saw, the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, Mutant Mayhem. And I'm going to sew that on a pillowcase. It's going to take some time. Look, do I know how to sew? I'm done with this bit. TMNT, Mutant Mayhem. First off, I didn't know Ice Cube was going to be in it, but the second one of the villains talk, I'm like, oh shit, that's fucking Ice Cube. Seth Rogen. Why do I never believe Seth Rogen in anything? I think it's because I recognize him as a person so much. He plays one of the villains. I don't want to say who. You'll figure it out when they're like, oh shit, that's fucking Seth Rogen's voice. Can't do it. The brotherhood that movie creates between the four siblings, or the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, they're so good. The bond that they have is so cool. The comedy and the conversation, honestly, I feel like the conversations that they had could have been a little bit funnier. I feel like they could have amped it up, but I think they were just giving the basics of comedy to fit, you know, a kid's fucking head, which is fine. Some of the jokes I did laugh out loud for. So fucking good. The action sequences. Oh my God. Fucking lips to the mouth. I meant lips to the finger. And then an Italian gesture. Fucking fire. Okay? This is that movie, the fighting sequences and the montage and the music that they choose in the fighting sequences is just a moolah. Mwah, mwah, mwah. Guys, can you guys give us some privacy for a second? I'm trying to make out with my left hand. And it's not left hand shame. I'm never guilty of nothing from nobody. Nah, that's not true. I just got so serious so fast. I've never done anything wrong in my entire life. Actually, wait. I forgot when I was 11. Fuck. There was a 9 in front of it, too. Too many 9/11 jokes. Guess what? This is me never forgetting. Did you forget? There should be, you know, those motivational posters or just like inspirational posters of like, hang in there, and there's a cat, or just like determination, and it just so shows someone fucking climbing on a cliff. There should be one of 9/11. Right? Stay with me now. The towers are still up. Does that make you feel better? In this picture, the towers are still up. And it says, have you forgot yet? And then it says, call 852-616-749. And you call them. And they're like, hi, we forgot to add another number. How can I help you? Hi, we should have put a 911. We should have put a 9 and then a 11 in the phone number, but some people might confuse that as police officers. How can I help you? And you're like, hi, well, this phone number was on the 911 poster. What is this phone number for? Oh, we're just wondering if you forgot what? The cake in the oven. Fucking, what do you think? What do you think? Do you think I forgot 911? Oh, so you did forget, or I'm just your passive aggressiveness is, your questioning kind of sounds passive aggressiveness, and it's just kind of iffy, and I'm kind of like Gregory, where I have to now make up a scenario of what you actually mean, and then never talk to you about it. So did you forget 9/11 or not? No. Okay, thank you, have a good day. Hang up. But yeah, the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle movie was so good. You know, they already announced that there's going to be a sequel. Which, I didn't know who the villains were going to be, or villains. I think there's a little bit, there's a little bit of all of it. I didn't know what the villains were going to be, so that kind of threw me off. Jesus. I keep thinking about 9/11. Guys, what is going on? Which is weird, which is what a lot of people said when 9/11 was happening, but they said it twice. So the TMNT movie was good. What the fuck? What the fuck, man? The casting choices were good. The opening was really cool. It was just a good movie. It was very enjoyable, family friendly for sure, very silly. The action was just so good. It was just so good. The action was amazing. Seth Rogen and Goldberg? I don't know. His partner in crime with, like, every movie helped with it. I saw Talk to Me. That movie, I want to watch again so bad. Fuck. I was supposed to see Talk to Me instead of the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle Mutant Mayhem movie. But there was an issue going on with my ticket. And I didn't fucking see it. So instead of Talk to Me again, because the first time I saw it, I missed the first 10 minutes of it. The first time I saw it, so instead I had to watch Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle Mutant Mayhem. And don't get me wrong, I wanted to watch Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle Mutant Mayhem, but I wanted to watch Talk to Me again, because I missed the first 10 minutes. And it was, that movie left me wanting more. I was like, that's it? That's the ending? That's what? That's the ending? Ah! It was good. It was good. I liked it. It was a good ending. No, but I wanted more. I feel like there's maybe like two questions that they didn't answer, but there's already a sequel. They're already announcing it. Good sequel. That was just a fun, it was a good movie to like watch over and over again. I think I wanted a little bit more scary, but that's just me. I always want something a little bit more scary. You know me, I'm a bit scary. I'm just a scary guy. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle movie was very funny. The casting, yeah, it was so awesome. It was just a fun movie. I want to watch movies now. Fuck, here's the thing. When I'm on something, fuck it, I'm on one. When I'm on something, whether it's a high on life, actually high, on any substance, alcoholic, when I'm full, that means when I'm on food. That means when I'm riding a fucking taco, you know? But it hurts my groins because I don't know how to ride it well. Also, the edges of a taco. Imagine you're so tiny. And you're like 12-year-old me. And yeah, I guess 12-year-old me can fit on top of a taco. Okay? And then ride a fucking taco. But yeah, the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle... Oh, boy. We're keeping this episode and we're uploading it. But here's the thing, guys. Here's the thing. We made a mistake. We made another mistake. But yeah, the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle, Jesus, what is going on with my voice every day of my life? The Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle movie, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle Mutant Mayhem, was good. The Barbie movie was good. Talk to Me was good. Life is great. Now here's the thing, we got some ups and downs. Less than a week ago, I had my final day with my therapist. It was emotional because I feel like I need that help, you know. I need that tool sometimes that therapy provides. But you know what I got out of that tool? Self-love, self-care, mixed feelings, affirmations, an hour a week of talking to someone with judgment-free zone, and a good time and a gift. That's what I fucking got. I got a motherfucking gift out of therapy. We fucking wrapped that in a bow, put it inside a box, taped it a lot. I'm a family of nine. I don't know why we make it like a fucking game. Like, hey, look how much tape I put in this box. You want to know how much tape I put on this box? I'm going to fucking watch you struggle for a solid 5 minutes. And you're like, does anybody have any scissors? And we can't find scissors. Even though a family of 11 should probably have maybe 7 scissors at a time. And one scissors should be in each part of the room. Okay? And then there should be a sign on every door that says, caution, scissors inside. I would say that's more specifically for the younger kids, but those younger kids also fucking don't know how to read, you know? So, or how about this? Caution. This room may contain scissors. If it doesn't, buy scissors. This is a family of 11. Okay? What I'm saying is, that's what therapy was. Therapy was a lot of emotions. Hopefully I get more therapy soon, but I need to just listen to my affirmations, continue writing, change. I need to be fine with change. I think I need to accept change. Change is good. change is very good. I just need to remember that. Good change. And also, I just need to remember, like, I'm always too fixated on the past, which is annoying. I have these brief past thoughts, and then it doesn't ruin my day necessarily, but I live in it for a second. But you know what? Okay, here's the thing. Every problem I have was not fixed. However, in fact, every problem that you have in your life more so or not, will not get fixed. This is the overall message. I know we've done the comedy stuff. You know, we talked about the Pearl Harbor Museum. Very funny. We talked about some scissors. It wasn't a gay thing. It was just, we talked about it. Like the rock, paper, scissors. Again, not a gay thing. Okay? We will rock you. We will paper you. And we will scissor you. I mean, not... Guys, it's not a gay thing. But the one thing you need to take out of therapy. Every problem... You know what, guys? I don't know the last time I got serious. We're going to shut everything down. My dick's going to stop getting hard. It's going to get soft, okay? I need to stop sweating. To be fair, I'm also in a car with, like, there's no AC on because I don't want the noise in the background. I'm getting off topic. The Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle movie, Mutant Mayhem, was good. And 9/11 can be funny sometimes, okay? That's all I'm trying to say. But I'm going to get serious for a second, okay? Because I'm done with the 9/11s. Never again. Never again. And never forget. In fact, you'll never forget because I'm saying it constantly. I don't know what 9/11 did to me in high school, but I still need to let that shit go. That's what I'm trying to say. Okay? Every problem that you have, whether it's mental, physical, it will never fully be gone. Like depression, anxiety, you will discover tools that will help you with these things, but it will never be fully gone. That doesn't mean it's a bad thing. What that means is you can grow with this thing and acknowledge it and be like, you know what? I do have social anxiety. I do have depression. I was going through grief and I'm still going through all of these things, but the acknowledgement is step one. Everything else is you being a human. You trying to figure it out. Okay? And don't make an idiot sandwich. Don't ever make an idiot sandwich. And special fun of Gordon Ramsay. And special Gordon fun of Gordon Ramsay. And I mean special Gordon Ramsay. Like especially... the St. Louis Rams, especially in front of the St. Louis Rams. Don't ever make an idiot sandwich in front of the St. Louis Rams, guys. Or the Kansas City native guys. Kansas City native guys, please welcome the Kansas City native guys versus the Washington washcloths. The fuck? Did he just call it for Washington washcloths? Well, technically, we're the Washington football team because, like, you can't say Redskin anymore. In fact, it was very, like, you can't do it. Just call them the Washington football team. But I don't like saying Washington football team as, like, my cool announcer voice, so I'm just going to totally make up something else. No way. Can I do that? Can I make it do? Yeah, do anything Washington. Okay, cool. I'll put on my announcer voice, too.
And welcome back to the NBC NFL Station Network thing. Today we got the fucking, what do we have? Got the Kansas City native people. They're pretty cool. And the Washington regulars hiding in bushes.
No, you gotta cut that out. Why do we gotta cut it out? First off, take away your announcer voice. I'm so sorry. What? Okay, now you sound like fucking... Elmo Fudd. Abba, no, but it's Porky the Pig. You sound like one of them. You sound like one of the people that Gregory also sounds like, okay? He did a bit about it. He did a bit about it. Guys, we're going to take a deep breath. I want to thank you for allowing me to waste some of your time. And I'm saying that in a self-deprecational way. If you think you wasted your time, great. Everybody waste their time now and then. Now and then. Whatever you're thinking about, if you're going through a thing as well, if you're still hung up on 9/11 and you're like, oh, I was born on that. Now I was born on September 11, 2001. Now everyone's going to look at me being like, did you do it? No, I didn't fucking do it. It was just a coincidence that two towers fell and then me and my twin brothers showed up. What you said, twin brothers, right? Ah, fuck, maybe we did do it. If you're sad, if you're grieving, if you're going through something, go through it. There is no way around it. Find any way you can distract yourself. Yes, you can be sad for a couple days. You can also find friends, do a new thing, pick up some new hobbies. Fucking go out there. Don't let the sadness, don't let the past that happened to you determine your present. Fuck yes! Fuck yes! At the end of the episode, he turns it around and sounds smart, and then he couldn't sound smart because he couldn't say that thing correctly. Hey, but what are you going to do? I'm homeschooled. I hide in bushes. All right, we're going to end it there. What an episode.